This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's hour number four of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having an amazing day. It is time now for a nosebleed staple. They brought it over in their move to the G-Bag Nation, Woolchuck and Chiafalo. Now, Woolchuck is at Baby Dolls right now, and you should go over there and hang out with him. I think he's even going to possibly call into Club Mavs if we're lucky enough.
Man, Woolchuck's like a magnet for Club Mavs. He just can't stay away. He's going to do the Baby Dolls Club Mavs double dip. He's getting fired up, and then he's going to bounce over to Globe Live Field, get you some Rangers action as well.
So for the first time ever as well, we will do a Club Mavs game preview and take some of your phone calls. That is right. You are welcome in the club. General at your service. There's Brian Broaddus, Lucius Alexander, Eric Chiafalo, Carter Freeman's coordinating your video, and a Woolchuck's partying at Baby Dolls. Now here he is, your host of Club Mavs, Eric Chiafalo.
All right, it's time to get the bodies and the minds and the spirits ready, ladies and gentlemen. We are prepping ourselves not just for game one, but for what could be a very, very long Western Conference Finals series. So we need the stamina, we need the endurance, we need the excitement, we need the energy, and Club Mavs should be felt by our Dallas Maverick individuals out there in San Francisco right now prepping for this game. So 877-881-1053. We'd love to hear from you. Welcome into Club Mavs for the very first time. I think Woolchuck is ready to go from Baby Dolls. So without further ado, shall we? DJ Lucius! Here we go. Look, we got Carter and Club Mavs back there dancing as well. We got the Crusties. Look at, uh-oh. Gavin Dawson, the Generals.
I'm feeling it. Am I doing it right? Let's
go. Yes, you are. The phone lines are ringing. We got people ready to bump into Club Mavs with us for the very, very first time. The velvet ropes are down. Ladies and gentlemen, Luca can feel us. Jason Kidd can feel us. And we got it. Go. Woolchuck, are you there? Do you read me? Woolchuck, live from Baby Dolls.
I can read you. You know I can't stay away from Club Mavs. Not on game one of the Western Conference Finals. It's alive and popping here at Baby Dolls. 10250 Shady Trail. Gentlemen, I've never been so distracted in a Club Mavs in my life.
A lot of scenery in Club Mavs tonight.
Yes, there's a lot of scenery. Now, they do have the free barbecue. I'm sitting next to Joe, who is our sales rep. Now, Joe has gotten the wings. He's got he's got some pickles. He's got some sausage. He's got a little bit of the barbecue sauce. Joe, I need you to rate this for me. How delicious is this? I can't have any of this, Joe. Okay, so I'm living through you. Now, we've already had some Tolos roll on through. They're like, hey, you guys want some beers? I'm like, I can't have any of this. Yeah. This is painful to reject. I love you so much. But my man Joe over here will take all the beers. Oh, my goodness. You should see what has just walked onto the stage to my left, fellas. This is a sight for sore eyes. Oh, yes, Mavs, let's go. I'm trying to order some Mavaritas here at the bar. Fellas, the Mavs are winning this thing in six games. I don't think there's any doubt that Luka Doncic is. I'm going six. I'm going to give Steph Curry his respect. And I just don't think if it goes past six, I'd be shocked. But I'm going to give Steph Curry his respect on this, and I think he's able to get two wins in this series. But otherwise, I just want this one to be won at the American Airlines Center to go to the finals. So that's why I'm feeling the six. I just don't think a sweep is likely. So game six, you get the win at home in front of the home crowd, and we party as we're finals bound.
Boom. I love it. Well, Chuck, thank you very much, my friend. Enjoy your stay at Baby Dolls. Thanks for making an appearance in Club Mavs. Now, Lucius, if you don't mind, DJ Lucius, let's crank that music up just a little bit more. Let's get the vibes going. It's ladies' night. It's Krusty's night. This is the oldest Club Mavs has ever looked, but we are rocking and rolling.
Yeah, it's a real club. You even got the awkward middle-aged guys in the corner.
That's right. We got Luca. We got Dinwiddie. Who's going to step up tonight, guys? Who's the role player outside of Luca that's going to step up Club Mav style and do it big, because the Mavaritas are flowing and we're doing this thing?
Yeah.
I'm going to say Maxi Kleber. Give me Kleber. I think he's a great matchup for Draymond Green. I think he is just what the doctor ordered, because when they try to go small, Kleber's going to be like, that's just my game. Let's roll.
I'm all about that too. I want to say this. I first thing that came to mind was Kleber. But then I'm going to have to go with Dorian. I think this is a big-time game for him. Defensively, chasing guys, knocking down shots. Give me Dodo, a big game tonight for the Mavs.
Oh, I like it. I like it. I like it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, where are we headed here? Looks like we have Hunter in the 254. Welcome into Club Mavs, brother. How we feeling?
Yes, sir. Hey, man, I just want to do my own version of what you're drinking, what you're thinking real fast.
Bring it.
Drinking a cold Coors Light, and I want to know what Luca was thinking, maybe having him one of them Coors Lights this morning. I don't know if y'all saw that.
Yeah. Did see it, Hunter. Thanks for the call. Unfortunately, that myth has been busted.
Yeah.
It's an old picture.
Oh, but how disrespectful would it have been if he was just boozing the day of, ripping some hookah, and then shows up and drops like 40 on those guys' heads, steals game one. Gosh, that would be outstanding.
I love the idea that maybe Luka's a day drinker and the NBA MVP.
Yeah. Yes, he's a darty guy.
And as he moves through the frat age of his life and gets into his 20s, maybe he'll take the dominance to a whole nother level. But unfortunately, he was not drinking today. Mavs told TMZ it's an old photo.
That's right. That's right. But he will
be. Maybe they're just covering for him.
Yeah. Maybe they are. Maybe they are. But he is going to be in his bag tonight. There's no question about it. We head out to Micah. Micah in the 214. Welcome into Club Mavs, brother.
Hey, guys. Well, it's my first time calling. I've been listening for a long time. You guys do such a great job, and you bring a lot of joy.
Salute.
So I just wanted to affirm you in Mavs Club. And then I think that the password to get in should be Mavs and six.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Hell yeah.
That's not really my hot take. I really wanted to ask, how does this team kind of compare and contrast briefly to the championship team in 2011? Because this really does feel different. It feels magical, just like it felt in 2011. Anyway, guys, thank y'all.
Appreciate that, Micah. I would say significantly different team. Your best player is an orchestrator. He's a point guard back then. Dirk was a scorer. And his supporting cast had multiple Hall of Famers on it. You know, I think what Luka's doing is more of a comparison to LeBron's team in the early to mid-2000s.
Yeah, I could see that. I do think there's some level of no one was really expecting that Mavericks team to make a finals run, especially going up against the super team in the finals, but they went on a historic run, and now we can look back at that team and have much more respect for all those players. And I think that this current Mavs team, if they go on to win the title, you could have that same feeling where it was like, yeah, going into the playoffs, we weren't really necessarily confident they were going to do something crazy. And then you look back on it and you're like, well, all these different guys, they stepped up. And then the respect level for all these role players just skyrockets.
The surprise is a perfect analogy. You know, that team we thought was maybe over the hill a little bit. Their window had closed. And we weren't sure this window had even opened with this club. The surprise is a perfect analogy. Yeah, and I think the energy is quite similar.
Yeah, it is very. The energy is outstanding. I think the thing that Rick Carlisle told us the other day, it was kind of eerie to him, the similarities he thinks between the two teams, and he's one of those guys that he lived it himself, so better him than me to tell you that.
There you go. Rick Carlisle here in the G-Bag Nation this week. How outstanding was that? Man, could we get Rick Carlisle in Club Mavs one of these days?
Oh, he would, yeah.
So. Maybe we could.
Especially shaved head Rick.
Yeah.
You know, he looks like a club goer now.
I agree.
Party man.
All right, let's get to Polo. He's definitely a club goer. We got Polo, my neck of the woods, the 817. What's popping, baby?
No, man, I'm in Garland, baby. This Polo in Garland. Lucius, Gavin, know who I am.
All right, what's up, Polo?
First of all, Gavin, you know I'm going to come with the fire. You wish it was I don't know if you were here for 2011. I don't know if you were rooting on your Portland Trailblazers, but I know we got Nate Butt, too. So I'm going for my Maverick. All thing we need to do is Brunson and Dinwiddie attack Stephen Curry on defense. Slow his butt down. Let's go, Luka. I don't care what anybody say. They millionaires, we millionaires too. Don't be scared or intimidated by anybody. Let's go fight. Let's go fight. Let's go fight. Come on, Dallas. Let's fight.
Hey. What's a good club night without a fight?
That's right. Yeah, take it outside, though.
You got to have some big energy like that in Club Mavs. That is welcomed every single time, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Polo. My apologies, Polo, who I thought was in the 817. He's in the 214, but now we can head out to the 817 where our guy Jay awaits us here in Club Mavs.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Jay.
Hey, how's it going? I met y'all at the Pluckers draft party out in Plano.
Oh, thank you for coming out.
I wanted to say what's up. Yeah, no, appreciate it. But just wanted to call. So I got Mavs in six, but curious how you guys think they're going to be able to hide Curry on defense like they kind of tried to do with Chris Paul in the first series. But, yeah, I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah.
Hiding.
Are we hiding Luka?
No, he's wants to know how you're going to hide Curry.
You can't hide him. You
can't hide Curry.
No. Too old and crusty.
Yeah.
Too short.
They'll find him.
I think the Mavs have demonstrated they have the answers for these kind of situations. That's what Jason Kidd does for you.
100%. 100%. All right, let's see. We have we have 469 chiming in here on the truckwreck.com text line. Oh, wow. Just finally walked in here to Club Mavs. That DJ is on fire. Go, Mavs, go. That is DJ Lucius Alexander. We head out to the Diamond Factory Fan Hotline. We have Mr. Mike in the 214. Welcome into Club Mavs.
What's going on, fellas? I hate to bust up your party, man, but I think it's going to be Golden State in three.
Security!
Golden State in three?
Security!
You can leave now.
Security!
Pay your tab and head your ass out of here, bro. Yeah, yeah.
See you, Mike. Thanks for listening.
This man got over here in our VIP section.
Gosh.
Warriors in three.
Had his hands all over my bottles.
Check it out. It's going to be Mavs in five. That's my prediction.
I like that.
I know Mavs in six is the password to get into Club Mavs, but I'm going to take them in five.
Yeah, well, Mavs in five is definitely something that's going to get you in the door there, General. Appreciate that. We got Cowboy in the 972 wanting to hop into Club Mavs. How we doing, brother?
I'm doing okay. I'm agreeing with Gavin. I think it's Mavs in five.
Right.
I think we're going to get on Curry. We're going to get on Thompson. Ain't nobody going to be able to hide. Ain't nobody going to be able to make shots. We're going to shut them down. We're going to score like 150 points on them with Luka and all the role players showing out. And it's going. We going for that championship like we did in 2011. Go Mavs, Cowboys.
Amen. I like that, Cowboys.
I mean, the Warriors were at their dominant selves when they had a bunch of guys with high basketball IQs and passing ability, and they would whip it, you know?
Yeah.
And that was the genius of getting guys like Klay and Steph catch and shoot opportunities. They don't get the clean looks like they used to. You know, they have a bunch of young athletes who are trying to carve out their spot in their careers these days. They don't have a bunch of guys who, you know, like Iguodala and Livingston, who are high lottery picks, Bogut, number one overall pick, that can make great passes out of the post, swing the ball around the perimeter. Now it's much more of a normal existence for Steph Curry. And if you watch the Grizzlies series up close, you would see him taking a ton of contested threes and not making a high percentage most games.
Yeah, that's 100% right, man. That's why the confidence should be sky high right now. I love all the people. A lot of people busting out the broomsticks here on the truckwreck.com text line. A lot of broomsticks here in Club Mavs. I haven't seen so many in my time.
Oh, that's the most fun thing in sport.
But you are more than welcome to bring the brooms all up in here. Club Mavs, Cameron in the 972. Welcome on in, Club Mavs, baby.
Hey, man, what's going on? I'm glad we got that man Mike out the club because he was tripping.
That's right.
But what I got to say is I think Mavs in six, we're going to lose the first two in Golden State. Then we're going to go ahead and go on a 4-0 sweep and go to the finals.
Right. Sounds about right. I wouldn't complain with that at all.
No.
I'm not gonna blink if they go down 2-0.
Man, you can start to just, you can't really taste it yet, but you can start to smell that Larry O'Brien, and oh my God, what a fine smell it is. Let's see, we got time. One more Club Mavs continues on. Who are we going out to here?
Hold on. I got you.
Thank you, DJ.
I told this man I'll let him in the club.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like a promoter type of situation.
Yeah, he's on the list.
I got you, bro. Yeah. I got you.
He doesn't have the appropriate attire, but you're going to go ahead and sneak him on in.
He hit me on the phone, and I got him.
He's got the Crocs on.
Dope Sick David, what up?
Hey, how we doing, fellas?
Evening.
Y'all getting the broomsticks out or what?
That's right.
Oh, they're busted out. A few weeks ago, I told you Mavs championship vibes. I told you there was a lot of, like, serious statistics lining up. That we would beat the Suns. Gavin looking a little crazy, but it's all good. I'm telling you, That plus 1,500 sweep, baby, I'm telling you, 4-0 Mavs. We're going to pop off tonight. It's not even close, and I'm being realistic. Let's go, baby.
Yes, you are being realistic. Fist pumping like champs up in here because that is what we are about to be here. Game one. Okay, I think we set the stage pretty nicely. The vibes are what Jalen Brunson would describe as immaculate up here in Club Mavs right now.
Thank you so much, Chiafalo. It is an absolute pleasure to hang out with you inside of Club Mavs. Thanks for getting us on the list and getting us in. It's been a dream come true already.
VIP, boys.
All righty. Coming up at 6 o'clock, we'll give some Mavs pep talks. Okay, each one of us is going to take a turn on the mic trying to get this Mavericks team in the fighting spirit that they need to be in. I think we were a little bit inspired by Coach Balsack making appearance today at KNC Masterpiece. Epic. Okay, but coming up next, speaking of epic, we have some Luka pregame audio. What does he think about Jason Kidd calling out his defense and other topics? We'll let you have that. LA Live with Lucius Alexander is coming up at 5:40, and we are back here in the G-Bag Nation.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Yes, sir. Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation. Got some great Luka audio. He'll answer several interesting questions as we head into the conference finals, including what's his reaction when Jason Kidd called out his defense like he has recently. Segments brought to you by Soda, that's state of the art, and by the Frankels. Texting and driving or drinking and driving are both selfish acts because it's not just about you disregarding your own safety. It's a disregard for someone else's life. A reminder from Frankel and Frankel, visit truckwreck.com or call 214-333-3333. Man, that was a lot of fun to take some Club Mavs phone calls. Thanks to everybody for participating in that. Okay. Luka and the Mavs talking with reporters here. How much does you experience championships in Europe help right now? Here was Luka Doncic talking about his exploits, not only for Real Madrid, but for his national team there in Slovenia. How much does your experience winning in Europe help you right now? Here's Luka Doncic.
I mean, I think it helps a lot. I think a lot of people don't really think that it helps me because it's a different level of basketball. But I think it helps me a lot. You know, the same games, you got to get ready for the to win the game. You got to put everything in it. And I think overseas success, you know, helped me a lot.
Yeah, I like how we said a lot of people don't think it does not help. And to me, that just lets you know all athletes have rabbit ears. They're tuned in to what people are saying and doubting them. But my question was, do you guys agree that it's all about the preparation, the mindset, the pressure, just because the level is up? We're all human, and we react to being worried about competition or being in the spotlight very similar, no matter what the stakes are, I believe. How about you guys?
Yeah, I think that the thing with Luka, the experience that he's had in Europe and being a young guy and playing with you know, basically with men, you know, and the pressure of that. Yeah, it's not NBA pressure, but those folks over there take their sports seriously. Look at the soccer, look at things like that. Championships mean so much. And so, for him to be a part of that and to kind of get through that, I think it's a great, great experience for him and something he could clearly that he draws from. You watch him with the way he plays.
Yeah.
It bothers other people. You could see it in games. It doesn't bother him.
Yeah, I could see it, especially in those formative years. I guess he was the best player at 17 on Real Madrid.
See, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. All of a sudden, like he's the guy that everybody's kind of looking to and leaning on, and you know he's just a young guy out there, you know, knocking down shots. So I think that he's probably seen not to the level of pressure this NBA, like what we're seeing about to see in these next few games in this series, but at least he's felt that. At least he understands, like, hey, if we don't do this, hey, put it this way, he put his whole country, their whole, for them to even get in the Olympics was on his back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Think about a whole country and basically, hey, if we don't get in, it's because you didn't carry us
in.
They win
Europe out of nowhere.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the kind of stuff. I mean, that means a lot. That has to mean a lot.
Okay, what's your confidence level for dealing with this Golden State crowd that's built quite a reputation over the last 10 years? Here we go.
I mean, that's a loud gym. I ain't gonna lie. You know? I think this one in Utah, honestly, are two of the loudest gyms in the league. But, you know, the crowd always... It's sometimes even better to play away games for me. You know, when you score the basket, everybody just... Everybody's quiet, you know, everybody's booing, and then everybody's quiet. But about a crowd, you know, I played in Europe, I played in Greece, I played in Serbia, I played in Turkey, and that's another level of crowd. So. Yeah.
That is another level of crowd, says Luca. How do you think American sports fans react to that? Are you ready for that kind of criticism?
I'm fine with it. I mean, don't we all know that? Don't we know that? You always see these videos now, maybe not necessarily in basketball, but like in soccer. And these different countries and like the
guards with machine guns,
venom. Yeah, like there is a lot of it is a.
You can get stripped down naked for booing at the wrong person.
That's right.
Yeah.
No, but they'll have flares and garbage cans in the stands.
Exactly.
The flags getting going, and they, you know, they take it as a matter of pride that we're going to be maximum disruptive and loud, regardless of score. You know, he said at one point. You know, in Yugoslavia or in the former Yugoslavia, we're all built for it. We're all ready for it. Yeah. You know, I think there's something to that being the generation raised by a war-torn generation, just how much it can condition you for adversity.
He's played in two of the loudest arenas in the playoffs this, you know, to survive Utah, survive Phoenix the way he has. These are the highest priced seats in the league. You know, this crowd would be very tame compared to what he's just dealt with, I think, the last couple of series myself.
Yeah, good point. There is not a crowd now that is going to be, like, eye-opening, like, stuff for Luka. Like, this dude's kind of seen and heard it all.
They get the championship and you play Boston, that's a little different. Mm. Boston will be a different crowd.
It's venomous.
Miami, not so much. But to me, Golden State, no. Again, it's the most expensive ticket in the league. Very similar to what you see out there at AT&T sometimes. Sorry, Cowboy fans, but it's the truth.
Wine and cheese crowd?
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Nothing compared to the goons that he's experienced, no doubt.
Yeah, you have the corporate, it's all the Silicon Valley guys, right? Yeah. That's kind of who's making an appearance there.
$4,000 a night for those seats. Yeah.
Real estate moguls. He was doing this interview in something that looked like a cockpit pilot chair, you know, courtside there at the arena.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like
you can see it right here. We got it on the screen. They're playing Memphis. They're playing Memphis in San Francisco.
It's like a massage chair.
They've got Easy Boy recliners on the floor.
The cockpit analogy that we were going with there.
Yeah, that might have been a little ill fated.
Got the Hans device.
Man, we're all a little disoriented right now.
Okay, how did you and Coach Kidd establish the trust and rapport that allowed him to be critical of you? Here's Luka Doncic.
He don't get mad at me a lot, so maybe he got to do some work. But maybe he's mad, but he won't tell me sometimes. He knows sometimes we talk. Not everything he's going to say in the media, but sometimes we talk and we tell each other things. But it's been great. It's been great to have him as a coach.
Because you've liked that tough love at different stops at Real Madrid or growing up too, right? You kind of have had those coaches
Ex-Yugoslavia is always tough love, I think. We learned as kids.
Yeah, there you go. There's that line about Yugoslavia. He doesn't get mad at me. I think I believe him. You know, I don't think he's covering for Jason Kidd because I think for coaches, if you have players who are smart and focused and really, really want it 100% of the time, there's nothing to be mad at. All you have to do is describe what you want.
Right.
The guys that you get mad at are the ones that go out to lunch at the biggest moments of the entire game. You're like, what the hell could you possibly be thinking, bro? You got to focus.
Yeah.
And you feel like as a coach, you got to rattle them back into staying focused. Otherwise, they're going to feel the wrath. But if you want it as much as Luka, there's no need to yell. just explain what you want a little bit better.
Yeah, and you know Luka's got the basketball IQ to digest whatever it is that you're trying to portray to him in any given coaching scenario. And I think that Jason Kidd also understands being a supreme superstar kind of player and understanding how you want to be how you would want to be coached. And so I think he understands that as well, that maybe these other coaches don't fully understand. Maybe it's a Carlisle or something like that where, you know, too often some of those guys might be treating their superstar player exactly like the other guys in the room. And there's moments for that. You have to feel that out, when to kind of call your guy out. And so everybody's looking around going, okay, it's not like Luka, it stands alone and he doesn't get any type of criticism. But I also think there's a way that he knows how to do it as well. Like when there are those moments, even when you go back to that clip from a couple of weeks ago during the playoff series where he's telling Luka like he's got to participate in the defense, right? But you could hear the tone. It's very kind of it's a chill, soft kind of tone. He's not mother bleeping you know that kind of deal. And I think there was a lot of the stories that were coming out about Kidd, about his time in Milwaukee and stuff like that, whenever, you know, his early days, his first couple coaching opportunities, where he kind of maybe was a little over aggressive with the way he went after his players at times when he was fired up and upset at him. And so he's probably adjusted that a little bit as well.
Yeah, it is really cool how mellow Jason Kidd can be. And I wonder what exactly Brooklyn and Milwaukee was all about. Maybe like early career nerves or something like that, a need to prove yourself. But the first time I interviewed Jason Kidd, I was shocked at how chill and soft-spoken he is, because his game was so strong and fast at like 100 miles an hour. And then you talk to him and he's like a professor, especially with those glasses on now.
Yeah, he is. You know, my hope is tonight, as we get ready for the series, is my hope is the Mavericks make Golden State look old.
Yeah.
You know?
Book it.
If this series ends and it's like, what was the problem? Why did Golden State? They looked old. They played old. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what I want young Luka to, like, make Golden State look old.
I think that's where, you know, Luka's going to do it on offense, but guys like Dorian Finney-Smith and Bullock, you know, I think are really going to impose their will on Klay Thompson and Steph Curry.
That's what I'm saying. Just kind of bully them a little bit. They won't quit like Phoenix did, though. I don't think Golden State. Now,
never underestimate the heart of a champion.
Yeah. I just kind of feel like, though, that I want this series, as I'm watching, again, I'm kind of listening, I'm watching this, and Memphis is making Golden State look old right now.
Yeah.
To me. I'm going back and I'm like, oh, that's what happened. That's what happened. I'm kind of sitting there and I'm watching, I'm thinking, man, if Dallas could just do this.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, think about it like this, and not to give away my pep talk at 6 o'clock, but, you know, Curry was an underdog even at 23 years old when he came into the league, or 22 years old.
Davidson.
Yeah. You take away a half step, and now the shakes, and I got that 3-point off, you know, totally uncontested, even though you were one-on-one with me. And now you see him just able to lose his man a little bit less.
Yeah.
And I think that's a big part of what has made the Warriors mortal. Luka, you have dreamed about this, and now you are actually living it. How does it feel?
I mean, honestly, I never expect to be here, so I'm living my best life, you know, this is the dream. I was worried, you know, after the game seven, before game seven, you know, I was saying this might be my last game of the NBA season, you know, but I wasn't ready, you know, I wanted to play basketball, so tomorrow another basketball game that I will enjoy, I get to play at least four, you never know, so I'm just happy to be playing basketball, man, it's a pleasure for me.
Yeah, I'd love to be able to play basketball like that. Hell, I loved it even though I played horribly. but when he said, I never expected to be here.
I don't buy that at all.
Yeah.
Nah.
Eventually you did. You don't get that great without believing you're the man.
Yeah. Yeah. He went off as a young man and went and played with, like I say, with a bunch of pro men that are smoking and drinking and living on the road and all that. Man, he grew up. He saw life really fast and quickly as a young guy. And all of a sudden you're thinking about just being a young guy playing basketball. Now he's making hundreds of millions of dollars playing basketball.
You know?
I mean, that's, he could say he never dreamed about that, but trust me, there was some one of those rides through Seville or something like that in Spain that he thought, man, the NBA is probably something I need to think about here.
Yeah, I think big picture, he's definitely thought about this before. He's dreamt about it. He's expected to be here. But when you start to shrink it into like this season, when he, like in game one, when he laced him up and he looked around the locker room, he's like, yeah, no, I'm probably not dreaming about the Western Conference Finals this year. And then boom,
Yeah.
You make the Porzingis trade, these guys go nuts, and let's do this thing. Holy smokes, we're here.
But down 3-2, I don't think confidence could have been at the absolute peak. One more quick cut, and I think it goes to the only thing that gives me a little bit of apprehension about game one. Are you still riding the momentum from the game seven, or have you calmed down and relaxed? Here's Luca.
This life is great for me. I get to play basketball. Basketball is my job. Can't get this is a pleasure, you know. Everybody wants to have a job they enjoy, and I enjoy very much my job. But obviously, when you win, the smile is even more. So, winning is really a pleasure.
Really a pleasure. You ride great momentum. I just hope their bubble doesn't have to get popped so they can lock back in and play with that extreme focus that they had. I hope they don't consider it a success already.
Yeah.
You know, because you really got to get back in that same mindset.
Oh, man, they could take these guys down.
Yeah.
They could take the champs down that way. I mean,
got to be hungry for it.
Got to be hungry for it, yeah.
Okay, we got to run because we're hungry for some L.A. Live with Lucius Alexander. And where are we headed with that tonight, sir?
It's still Patrick Beverly versus everybody out here. Plus, I'm bringing some randos with me. Hold on.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Segment is brought to you by Soda, that's state-of-the-art, and by Mark Rubin. Here he is back at the Pimp Cup. Lucius Alexander with LA Live.
Let me write down that time, 5:54. All right. All right.
My bad.
No, you all good, man. It's Patrick Beverly versus everybody out here, everybody in the NBA.
Yeah.
He's been on TV all week. We'll get into it right after this.
Well, all right, you squares. It's time you smoke. A lot of haters. Fire up this funk and let's have a toe. It'll make you dance with some of everything. Everybody get up.
LA Live for Wednesday, May 18th, 2022, or as Ari Gold from Entourage would call it, MFing Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. G-Bag of the day today is still ABC 15 Arizona Suns fans' reactions to Game 7, taking that L from the Mavs. I'm talking about an L. They got mollywopped. They got blued out.
Unfortunately, the team did not meet fans' expectations.
This was the worst the Suns have played the entire season, and I've been to damn near every game. It's embarrassing.
We're a little sad.
We are very sad.
It was very unexpected.
Fans were still optimistic heading into the half, even though the team only scored 27 points in the first two quarters. This fan says he coaches youth basketball and was disappointed.
My AAU team today put up 50 points in the first half. You can't put up 50 points in the first half, honestly. Boy, you got to do something.
From the coaching staff to the referees, fans blamed everyone and everything.
Thought it was like a magical season, a revenge season. Just didn't expect this. You know, to lose is fine, but what they put out there today was just really hard to watch.
Well, Booker was talking all that smack, and Luka delivered. So I think that's the definition of the Luka special. But happens to everyone, right? So it was a great season. Been Suns fan forever, so what can you say but go Suns?
Are you optimistic for next year?
I don't know. I don't know if we're going to pay Ayton. I don't know if Chris Paul doesn't – he aged like 10 years overnight, so.
That's so good.
Yeah. That is a good one.
Just old.
Yeah. Let's stay with the NBA for a bit here. Question for the Tolos. What will you be eating for tonight's game one? I'm going to grab a Maverita myself.
Yeah.
Don Julio tequila, sir.
Oh, it doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah. And some chicken wings, whole wings. I'm going to make them in the air fryer. So I'm going to spend all the money on alcohol.
Yeah. What flavor are we going with on the wings, Lucius? So, how do we go about that?
Okay, so it's like butter. You melt some butter with some Texas Pete. Ooh, you let it dip all up sauce, in that joint, and then you sit in the air fryer for a while.
Oh, that's
and then
beautiful.
When it's back out, either you could dip it again if you want to or dip into something else. And I like ranch.
Let me ask you this. Yeah, I'm a ranch guy as well. Are the wings frozen when they enter the air fryer, or are they're unfrozen and ready to
go? They've been in the refrigerator.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. They've been in the refrigerator, not the freezer.
And what we've learned today is if Lucius doesn't eat the celery, he'll get it the next day in the juice.
Yeah. Yeah, we did learn that.
We learned that today.
With the wings,
We learned that today.
I think I should play this way here. Chi-Chi's question for Kevin Harlan. We had the great Kevin Harlan on the fan earlier. Shout out to Tim Collins for getting that done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Chi-Chi had a question for him, and it knocked Kevin Harlan off his feet.
and I know you got – it's Reggie Miller and Stan Van Gundy. Van Gundy's been great. And speaking of yummy delights, I have one question for you, just a simple yes or no. Does your coworker, Stan Van Gundy, look like the cartoon chef you might find on a generic pizza box?
Bro, that's a good laugh.
Take that as a yes.
Thanks, Kev. We got to run. Appreciate you. You're the best.
Oh, my God. You got me. I got a game in a couple hours. You just got me all screwed up now. Hey, thanks. Great to be on. We'll see you. We'll see you soon. And Big D.
That's great, bro.
I didn't think it was going to tickle him that much. That was really, really fun. It's a great laugh. That's a legendary laugh.
That was a belly laugh, bro. My man laughed from the bottom of his belly.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Patrick Beverly has been on TV this week giving Chris Paul some of Mama's Cooking. Remember Mama's Cooking? Well, that happened earlier this – was that summer? Was that earlier this summer? I don't know when that was. Last summer?
Mama's Cooking?
Yeah.
Not cool enough for this.
Bus Life.
Bus Life?
Gosh.
He got called a bus so much that he made a YouTube account going after Stephen A. Smith and everybody's ever called him a bus.
Oh, yes, yes.
I can't remember my man's name right here
Kwame.
In the moment.
Yeah, Kwame Brown.
Kwame Brown. Thank
Kwame
you, sir.
Brown.
Nice pull.
Thank you. Appreciate you, bro.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Patrick Beverly's been on TV this week giving Chris Paul some of Mama's Cooking, and he has the origin of the beef. Because he's leaning in on Chris Paul a lot. So take a listen to the origin of this situation.
Me and CP, this started when I was in high school, out of college.
Wow.
Okay.
I went to LeBron James camp. And, you know, Steph Curry's my roommate. You have this certain team that plays the LeBron James, the Chris Pauls, the O.J. Mayo, whoever, Darnell Jackson, whoever it was at the time, in front of a bunch of scouts. And I got a taste of little CP there.
Okay. And what was that taste?
Destroyed him.
Ask
LeBron. Ask LeBron. I don't have to lie. I mean, I ask Chris. That's your good friend. You know? So it's always been something from there. I respect his game. I love CP's game.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I love what he do. I love back in the day, he destroyed Tony Parker and, you know, all that type of stuff in New Orleans. But the praise that he gets and the slander that he doesn't get when he doesn't perform, it's not the same as it is with every other superstar. And my question is, why not?
And why do you think why not?
For one, he's the president.
Former president of Players Association. Yeah. Go ahead.
It's kind of hard to kind of slander the president. The look, he doesn't have a type of look. So you can't really attack him in that way. You know, his look is a very calm demeanor. He's presenting himself as a true professional. Blase this, blase that. So it's kind of hard to even attack this character. He's a family guy. But when you're in between them lines, none of all that goes the window.
Mm-hmm.
Man, people look at Chris Paul, man, and...
What?
You know what that means? Licking my chops.
Uh-huh.
Come on, bring them to me. Want that. That ain't just ain't me. That's just the NBA.
It ventures into irrational sports hate, like a sports so fan good. Hating
hates him. Yeah,
it really does.
That's Buck Nasty level of hating. Oh, hate. That's Buck. That's nasty right there.
Should he have hit the pause after he said he had a little taste of Chris Paul back in the day?
I mean, you know, to each his own, but I would have definitely paused it up.
Me too.
I would have paused it up just to be safe out here.
I think maybe it's that Paul's a pass-first point guard, so when he doesn't have a huge game, it's kind of expected, right?
Yeah.
He's not like a dominant scorer. What's his career?
No. He can make things
16,
happen.
17? Yeah. I don't know. With James Harden or Kobe or T-Mac, if they don't have a big game, it's like, holy cow, or LeBron, holy cow, he didn't have a big game. He only scored 18 points. With Chris Paul, I think it's more expected. But I don't know. It is a good point because he is one of the more polarizing guys, but he's got that look on his face that he's just all pro. He's stoic. He's not whining. He's not trash talking that much. But he does get under people's skin.
Yeah, man. Pat Bev coming out doing all this talking about the NBA this week. It's made the NBA start talking.
Yeah.
I played some clips yesterday of somebody else getting on Pat Bev for talking. Mm. Now Danny Green has something to say about it.
Bro, people target you too, Pat Bev. You ain't playing no defense out there. Huh. You ain't stopping Luka. This time and time again, I see Luka call your ass little man. He's too small and go right at you every chance he got. You're a cone. When you play Luka, you're a cone too. How would you like that?
Yeah. Is this recording? Is this recording?
It's recording. It's still recording.
Put it out there.
Yeah, put that out there.
I'll say
yeah.
it. I'll say it twice. Out of here.
Woo! Got him talking.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't expect the backlash on Beverly as much as it is, but I like it. And I think he deserves it.
Oh, yeah, I mean, clearly. He's just leaning in on Chris Paul too much. He's on every show talking about Chris Paul. Talk about somebody else.
But let me ask you this, though. Are we okay with that? I mean, are we okay with what he's saying? I mean, the honesty and all that? Because if the backlash is going to happen, these guys aren't going to be honest anymore. And then we get robot guy up there.
Yeah, you know? No, we don't want robot guy.
See, that's what I'm saying. I don't want robot guy. I appreciate the fact. Danny Green, did he blow out his knee the other day?
Yeah.
I think he's on his, like, he's getting surgery tomorrow. He might be on pain meds for all we know.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. If all of a sudden these guys are going after each other, then does the pushback all of a sudden turn into, well, I ain't going to be honest anymore? Because you saw what happened to Pat Bev.
I don't think we got to worry about that with Beverly. I think that's the way he is. He loves that.
That's what I'm saying. But like the other players. So he doesn't care. Pat Bev doesn't care about what other people say about
him. Clearly.
Yeah. Okay. If that's the case, then good. But other people might not say, hey, look, he's getting raked for this.
It's really tough to have a super strong take that's not idiotic. I think that's what Pat Bev is seeing right now. You know? But I love his heart for broadcasting. Yeah. I don't know if he can scale it back just a little bit, like his demeanor on the court and how he goes after guys. And, you know, in that situation, you don't have to be careful to have everything logically flow. In this situation, I think he's getting caught. That was a great line from Danny Green. You're a cone too against Luka.
on the fan text here, somebody's going to have some brisket nachos for the game tonight.
All right.
I see the Cup family's eating chili dogs. Man, I really love chili dogs with yellow onions, mustard, a lot of cheese.
Bro. Yeah.
Big fan of that right there, man. Pulled pork mac and cheese.
Maybe next Friday, Lucius.
Okay. Marco's pizza with a little small,
pepperonis?
Little small pepperonis of face up.
Oh, they're so adorable. They get like they get that good crunch on those, don't
they? Curl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. Speaking of food, Dolly Parton and Doja Cat will star in a TikTok musical about Taco Bell's Mexican pizza.
Oh, Luce is so happy about this.
It's back in the game. One. Yeah, I had three of them last night.
That's a yummy delight right there, Luce.
Is that after you took off the tights you're wearing for the photo yesterday?
Boy, don't even want to talk. I don't want to talk about that. I was depressed looking back at them photos. I rescheduled a reshoot. Like? I rescheduled a reshoot. I said, I cannot let my mama see me like this. I look ridiculous out here.
Oh, thick as a bowl of oatmeal, that loses Alexander.
So you can pull up to Taco Bell and get you a Mexican pizza right now. It should be an apology in the box for every Mexican pizza fan because they shouldn't have took it away in the first place.
Yeah.
The video will premiere May 26th. Nobody cares about the video, Taco Bell. Drop that damn Mexican pizza. Shut up.
Yeah, just put it on the menu.
Nobody cares, bro.
We're sorry. Here's a Doja Cat video.
And let's see. I'll read one more thing before we get out of here. Uber now allows users to book party buses, limos, and more.
All right.
Yep. And you can your Uber account to your Google account and make, let's say you want to go to a dinner, make reservations, right? Uber will automatically hit you an Uber for that.
Oh, wow.
Make you some reservation to a hotel or, you know, a flight. Uber will hook you up. Boom, boom. I see you trying to do this. Wow. I'm going to hook you up.
All right.
So, going next level on us.
Yep. So there you go.
It's customer service at its finest. LA Live with Lucius Alexander. Most nights, 5:40 here on The Fan. Okay, our hype speeches for the Mavs. Inspired by Coach Ballsack, we've cut our own, and you'll hear him coming up next here on 105.3 The Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.